open education resources. Openness is utmost important. Open in which terms? We little bit discussed with 5 hours. Freedom to retain, reuse, revise, remix and redistribute. Isn't it? Now let's discuss it with detailed discussion. Now let's discuss it in detail. The free license means open license. The freedom to study and apply the information. The freedom to redistribute copies. The freedom to redistribute. The freedom to distribute modified versions. But not all OER are completely free. Conditions to license may differ even in open contents. It means anything which is free is not actually free. You might be knowing that very free, so many free softwares are available, but you cannot modify them. It is free, it is open, but not up to complete 100% extent. That openness is defined in a certain realm. Now, OERs, if you see the licenses, there are some conditions. So, what is this REAM? That license REAM, the conditions implied are defined by some licenses. These open licenses. They are governed by some conditions. What are these conditions? The first condition is attribution, CC. Second is share alike, SA. Non-commercial, NC. No modify or non-derivative, sometimes it is called, and D. These given set of conditions like CC, SA, NC, and D are used with the freedom to access, copy, use, adapt, and share. It means we can use one or more conditions and define the realm of the freedom to use with the help of 5 hours. What we can do, this is the maximum thing, 5 hours. Retain, reuse, revise, remix and redistribute. Actually, this is the movement from copyright to copyleft. Copyright Act has defined the knowledge into certain limits. It does not allow sharing. So there is an organization, a foundation called Creative Commons. It is an international foundation. The website states that Creative Commons provides free tools that let authors, scientists, artists, and educators easily mark their creative work with the freedoms they want to carry. You can use CC to change your copyright term from all right reserved to some right reserved. Creative Commons is a non-profit organization, and whatever they do, they create, is absolutely free. So, dear learners, after seeing the 5 hours, we will move to the 3 steps of choosing the license. What license we can choose? What open license we can choose? Step one is ensure that you are having the copyright to the material to which you are having, you are trying to put the open license. The step two, choose a license. Step 3 is to include the license detail in the resource. Let's take the step 1. Ensure that you have a copyright for the resource. Establish the copyright owner of the text, graphics, video, etc. If there is copyrighted material within the resource that belongs to someone else, third party copyright, then this person or agency needs to be contacted before the resource can be released. Moving to step 2, choosing a license. we can understand the four conditions of licensing. In the open licensing, first is attribution. What is attribution? You let others copy, distribute, display, and perform your copyrighted work and derivative work based upon it, but only if they give credit the way you request. The second condition is share alike. It means you allow others to distribute derivative work only under a license identical to the license that governs your work. The non-commercial. You let others copy, distribute, display, and perform your work. And derivative works based upon it. But for non-commercial purposes only. So you allow everything. You allow even the derivative, but you are not allowing commercial purpose. It's used for commercial purpose. Next is no derivative works. You let others copy, distribute, display, and perform. Only verbatim copies of your work, not derivative work based upon it. So these are the licenses defined in the Creative Commons. So on the basis of these conditions, we can opt a license, an open license. In legal openness, we can see that the copyright are most restrictive items, while the public domains are the completely open or free domains. So in between the realms, let's take the very first license, attribution, CC BY. You are allowing everything and just saying that attribution is needed. Then attribution share alike. It means CC BY SA. You are putting the condition of attribution and putting the condition that the work which has been prepared on that base should be shared alike and should have the same license like CC BY SA. Then next license, attribution no derivatives, that is CC BY ND. Attribution can be given, but the work should be verbatim copied only, no derivative. Then attribution non-commercial license, CC BY NC. So you are restricting for the attribution and non-commercial purpose only. Then moving to the more restrictive one, attribution non-commercial share alike, CC BY NC SA. CC BY NC SA. And then the last and the most restrictive one is the attribution non-commercial no derivative, that is CC BY NC ND. So this is the most restrictive license in the open licenses. Now the step 3 is including the license, the selected license into your resource. What you have to do, you will have to go to the Creative Commons website or if your document is electronic or non-electronic, there are the ways available in which you can easily select a suitable license and put it in your document. In very simple terms, you just put the words or the images identified for each kind of license, put it there, the license works. However, the proper license is a layered license. It is coded license, international coding is there, but you can also simply use these terminologies and the images selected for each and every license, it works equally. So this module, if you summarize, We discussed what are OERs, open educational resources. Anything, any material used for educational purpose, if kept open for 5 hours, retain, reuse, revise, remix, and redistribute, called OER. The journey of OER begin with MIT's OCWs. UNESCO termed the OER, though it has entered into the Indian scenario also, which we'll be discussing later. Then we learned how to choose a particular suitable open license for our OER or for our resources. In the next module, in the next week, we will be discussing the using OER for our teaching learning purpose and developing the OERs. If you have any doubt, please feel free to communicate and raise your queries in discussion forum. Happy learning.